Dear brothers and sisters, yesterday, last night, we were talking about God, and we came to the conclusion that nobody has seen God at any time. Which God? God Absolute, who was wordless, nameless, that God which did not come to expression, that nobody has seen, nobody can see, that is only just reposing into Him. Of course, we can see God when He wanted to be many, there was vibration, and that vibration resulted in two things, light and sound. So that God into expression power is called word, naam, shabd, kalma, and so many other names. So that God into expression power called word, naam, that is the cause of the creation of all universe. So that has got two aspects. God is light and God is merely because of fear. We can see the God into expression power, the two aspects of which are light and sound. Now the point remains, who can see that God into expression power? Krishna says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and light on my path. Guru Nanak says, when you come in contact with Naam, you become luminous, you see the luminosity comparing to thousands of suns rising together. Mohammedan saint says, God is light, Khuda Noor. So we can see the two aspects of God into expression power, not God Absolute, mind that. Now, who can see that God is the creating power of all the universe, He is the maker of all universe, He is the controlling of all universe, He is permeating all universe. So God resides in every heart. Again, to differentiate which God, God into expression. And that was light. And about that light is said, take heed that the light which is within you is not darkness. That light is in each one of us. So the point is, who can see that God into expression power, the light of God, and the beauty of the sphere, Nada, Kalame Kaleem. God resides in every heart, but where He manifests, He made world, made flesh. Such a person can withdraw the attention, which is the outward expression of the soul, from all outside and from the body below, take it to the seat of the soul at the back of the eyes. There, the single eye opens. There the third eye is open. There Shiva Netra, the latent eye, Dipti is open. With that you can see God, light of God. If thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. Now I submitted, who can let us see that light? Christ said, I have come to make those people see who do not see. And those who see, they may be blind. World Guru also means the same thing, who can remove the curtain of darkness from before you and make the light manifest. So such like persons are sent by God from time to time to guide the child humanity. Ever since we were separated from God, we have not yet gone back to our home. We are so much entangled and identified with the meshes of the world that we have forgotten ourselves. So Master come, they make men see the God in Krishna's power. It is said when man was sent out to the world, his seal were put on the eyes and the ears, so that they may not see that light within them and they hear that nada, the music of the spheres reverberating in all creation. So God, when he finds his children very unhappy in the misery, he sends such men who open, break those seals from the eyes, they begin to see. Who breaks the seal of the ears, they begin to hear. Before that, in the terminology of the saints, they are blind and deaf. When they go to such a person, they begin to see and begin to hear. Christ said, what you see, the old prophets could not see. What you hear, old prophets could not hear. Oh, if you want to see God, you see, where the world philosophies end, there the religion starts. So, there's required somebody, teacher is required everywhere. Child is born, his parents, whether they are teachers, in school they are teachers. You know, all outward pursuit, somebody is expert in that line is required to guide us, teach us. All these subjects relate to the outward faculties, mind and intellect. And this is such a subject where all philosophy, world philosophy end. When you rise above body consciousness, there which he starts. Could you ever dream that such a person is not required who sees that and make a see? Call by any name you like. So Maharaj said, if you want to pay visit to the place of pilgrimage, it is best you take somebody who has already been to the place of pilgrimage. Who can be that? He says, maybe Hindu, maybe Turk, maybe Arab. There's no question who is he, what label is he carrying. One denomination answered, but that makes no difference. Who has seen, who has been to that place, take him by him. So we need somebody who can help us here. In what way? Our souls are identified. The outward expression of the soul is called attention. Attention identified with the body and outward faculties and the world outside, so much so that we have forgotten ourselves. We cannot differentiate ourselves. All masters said how to come out of this delusion. You know thyself. This is a detailed thing was given yesterday, I'm briefing the whole time. And how to know oneself? Generally we see at the level of the feelings, our emotions, our drawing inferences, they're all subject to error. Seeing is above all. So Master say, first see and then say. In their terminology, they say all are blind. Very sweeping remark, of course. All are deaf. Kabir say, had there been one or two, I could have made them understand. Wherever see, all are sitting blind. Blind is one. Not that who has got no eyes on the forehead, but is one whose inner eye, third eye, single eye is not open to see the light of God, whose inner ears are not open to hear the voice of God. Such a person is called a master, the terminology of the saint. So we need somebody who has seen, make us see. As Christ has come to make those see who do not see. In Gita, you see, fourth chapter you will find, if you want to meet God, meet somebody who has seen God, who can make you see God. Guru Nanak was asked, you say God is everywhere? Have you seen it? Yes. With what eyes? Because those eyes are different. Those eyes are not of the flesh and bones. They are other eyes, other than these eyes. Christ says, thine eye be single. The single eye is not the outer eye. That is open when our attention is drawn from all outside and collected at the seat of the soul, at the back of the eyes. There, single eye open, lips which is open, not before. So they come, they say what they say. They say there is God. One God. That detail was given yesterday on to brief it. He is eternal, he has got no equal, he is born of his own self. Then Guru Nanak says, well, why we call him one? Because he is not one. The question once becomes one, the question will become two. This one stands for some other thing which is beyond this one. Sadguru Dhiraya Kika, if you meet some master, he will give you what you say, inner experience of that which is beyond one. The Guru Arjan was asked, why you say one? He says, because we are finite. God is infinite. Because we are finite, we have to use our finite term to express him as one. It's neither one nor two. Kabir also says the same thing. If we say it's one, then the question of two arises. The question of two arises, there is duality. So he's not all in all. So we want such a one person, name him, anything you like, who has the competency first to weigh up, to rise over body consciousness, open the inner eye, the third eye, or the single eye, to see the light of God. Who can open our inner ears to hear the piercing of God, music of the spheres. And that music and outer music, they are different things, mind that. Outer music takes you to the very what does it matter, not beyond. Inner music starts when you rise above matter. Bhai Gurdas says, this music of the sphere you hear when you rise above physical body, not before. There's vast difference between the two. This can take you to the very verge of matter, and that will start beyond matter, that takes you to the very source from where it emanated, to the absolute God. So Master says, look here, we are all lovers, devotees of some higher power called by so many names. Thousands of lovers there are, but the beloved is one for all. God. Call him anything you like. We may be belonging to different religions, schools of thought, but ultimate what is our ideal before me was to know God. And to know God we must know ourselves first, because it is the soul who can know God. God cannot be seen by the outward faculties, mind or intellect. It is soul alone that can know God. Life knows it, life. Soul is of the same essence as that of God. Unless we know ourselves by self-analysis, by rising above body consciousness, we can know God. Strange enough, in the man body, the true temple of God, body works as long as we are in the body. There are so many doors open, the eyes, nostrils, mouth, ears. We cannot run away out of it. Some power is controlling us in the body. That controlling power will give God into special power, which controls our keys. So say belong, you may belong anywhere. In any religion, any school of thought, the thought is there, one higher power working, call based on anywhere. So thousands of lovers are there, but the beloved is one for all. He whom we desire is the beloved of the whole world, and the one God of all men. Not specifically for one reason, religion or the other. When he comes, he is the monopoly of not of any sect. He is God of all. God by his name, if you like. So God is one for man, for all creation, and all the devotees have the desire to meet that very same one. So those who really desire him are, you see, actually his true values. And the person who tells us about him is truly our brother and our true friend. That is why the Guru Nanak said, masters unite us in such a relation which can never be broken in the world and the world hereafter. Satya sakna tutte guru mere. So within each master soul is great devotion for his guru. So yesterday that subject was there, today we have to consider, well, devotion to the masters and what they give. This is the subject today. So you find in the histories of the masters, they are very much devoted to their guru. Christ gives a son out of the example of a tree, fruit-laden tree. He said, the branches, so long as they are embedded in the tree, they bear forth fruit. If they are cut out from the tree, they cannot bear forth fruit. And he said, what? I am the vine. Ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. You follow? The devotee cannot do without the guru. It means that as long as one is not truly joined to the one guru, one cannot be his devotee, and furthermore, cannot become a true devotee of the Lord. Mala Rum says, God has ordered, but I am so great that all the universes I have created, high and below, they all are not sufficient to contain me. But strange enough, I reside, I contain myself in a world made flesh. If you find, like to find me, go there. There you find I am there. So Guru receives God. For we have not yet seen God. And we must become as subtle and as fine as He is to be able to do so. Each man views life from his own level. Now take the example, India, there is nothing, appears to be nothing. Is there nothing there? But there is something which is not up to our level of the eyes. Either our eyes become so subtle as the air is, or whatever in the air so become magnified to come up to the level of our eyes, then we see. To see through the microscope. That magnifies 700 times greater. When you look through it, you see full of all microbes. Now they are hot, but we do not see. Why we do not see? Unless you rise as above as he is, or as subtle as he is, as fine as he is, we cannot see. The master's job is what? To withdraw ourselves from the physical body and make us subtle, rise above, in which that eyes open, we see. So, if we see through a microscope, we can see atmosphere full of tiny microbes. The eye has not developed the ability to perceive those subtle expressions of life. That is why Guru Nanak says, until you rise above as he is, only then you can see. So, if man is not as high as God, then what is his first step? God precedes, Guru precedes God. And for God manifests in the Guru. That is different. He resides in every heart. But where he manifests, he is world made flesh. And from man's level, he therefore comes before God. He is God plus man. Or God man, or man is God. If a disciple truly becomes a guru man, he also becomes a God man. That is, become a guru man. So unless one sees, how can one meditate upon it? Bin dekhe kaise ko dhyan? Whom we have not seen, how can we meditate on him? How can a person put all his attention on that which he has not seen? You follow me? Fine. So firstly, devotion to the Guru is very necessary. Now question, what is Guru? Guru is not the body, mind that. Guru is not the body. Guru Nanak was asked, who is your Guru? He said, Shabad is my Guru. My soul is your disciple. Kabir said, who is your Guru? Where does he reside? He said, he resides into the heavens, high above. He is in the heavens, I rise above body consciousness, I am in the body. So, God into expression power is the Guru. Word made flesh is the Guru. We respect the body which He manifests. In all of us He resides, but they are not manifest. In whom He manifests, the only criterion is He will give you, raise you up so high that your inner eye, a single eye open, you begin to see light. That's the only criterion, propaganda. Goes on like anything, but the true criterion of a guru or a saint is one who can withdraw your attention from all outside, withdraw from the body below, and open the inner eyes, you testify that there is light. So that is what Master said, don't believe in the words of the Guru. If he, you do not see for your own self what he is. So Guru is not the body, Guru is that power which is manifesting upon a human person. And as such, is never bought. That is Christ power, God power, Guru power, Master power. Never died. All masters have taken up the body and then left it. And we must do also the same thing. So the power which works through the physical form never dies. This is a misunderstanding going around the world. We do respect that human pole in which it manifests. Had he not been there, how could he have risen as subtle as I as he? So his job is first to withdraw out his attention from all outside, raise up this up to the eye level, and then open the inner eye, you see for yourself, yes, there is light. So Brahm speaks through the body. Without body, what can Brahm say? Brahm bole kaya ke bole, kaya vich Brahm kya sa? But the pole through which he is manifesting is also called, we respect him as the Guru. But that person who is his master or Guru, he never says, I'm the Guru. He says, my Guru. That power is the Guru. He is conscious of that power working through him. Because he is manifesting there. So devotion must necessity start with the body, we see. This is the first step. And further, now you see, eyes are the windows of the soul. Eyes are the windows of the soul, and soul, in whatever color it is, dyed. That very thing is radiating through the eyes. And further, when you come in contact with some person like that, you look into eyes. When two eyes are made four, then the radiation comes forth. So further we see a glimpse of what is manifesting in his eyes. What is manifesting in his eyes? World? Is all light? Light radiates. This raises us to a higher level, and so the importance of this, of the Guru. Bhakti, our devotion to the Guru has been stressed by all masters. Whose soul is imbued with the intoxication of God. If our soul is imbued with that pursuing, then we'll have lust ready. Who is pure, purity, personified, only such things will come to him. When we sat our master's feet, we used to bow down to the feet of the master. He said, what is lying there? Look up what I'm up. So we always look into the eyes of the master, where the radiation comes. So Christ, you see, taught the same thing. He said, I am the vine, thou art the branches. As long as the branches are bedded in the vine, that will bear forever fruit. If not, they cannot bear for fruit. So they say, you cannot do without me. This is what he said. And others also said the same thing. Saint Paul echoed this when he said, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Guru Nanak says, to just be one in the grave of the Guru, this is a long grave. What is the long grave? Just be one, that oneness will come through us. Hafiz explained that his heart was so full of the beloved that the thought of his being there was gone. He became one with the beloved. Of course he said in person, Chuna Purshud Padaya Sina Do Khyale Khesh Chatadamiya. I was so absorbed in it, I forgot who I am. I'm no more. It is I, not I, but Christ lives in me. This is it. Kanafshi Shaykhuna. It will be one with the Guru. So he also says, I have become the body. O Guru, you have become the life. The people should not say afterward that you and I were separate. But in very sweet language I tell you. He says, man tan shulam to jaan shudhi, man tan jaan shudhi. Jaan shudhi, tana goyam bhadhi, man digram to digri. Taki nobody say I was somewhere else, you were somewhere else. You were one. Kabir said, outwardly of Ram and I appear to be two. But it is for those who have not got to Guru. So all masters say the same thing. Again I have to say, what? I have been grafted to my friend. Mark the word, grafted. You see? When you graft two branches of different trees, what happens? The fruit from that appears to be the same, but the color and fragrance is that of the mother tree. You see nowadays, grafting goes on. One branch of a tree is grafted into another tree. The branch which bears fruit, the fruit will appear to be of the same appearance, but the perfume, you see, will be same of the mother tree in which it is grafted. So Hafiz says, I am grafted in my Guru. You remember the event of Ramakrishna Paramahansa? Once Vivekananda was his disciple, he told him, look at that one plate full of honey. He told it is a sea of immortality. Well, Vivekananda, where from you? Eat it. He said, I'll eat it from the corner. He said, why? Because my wings may not be besmeared with the honey. I may not fly, may drown. Oh, dear friend, it is a sea of immortality. Plunge headlong into it. I am quoting all these things. Why? What do people think of spirituality? What it is really? What we are seeing, we sometimes discuss with that. So one is grafted to the Guru, there is no fear of anything. This one is the Guru. And Guru is world made flesh, and world is eternal. God is spirit, and we are spirit in man. First of all, we are the two temples of God. The other one is, as spirit is eternal, why should we fear we should die? So you become one with the world made flesh. No fear of death. From then on, there is no birth, no death, no more coming and going in creation. No negative power, for one is down into the very nectar of life, one is plunging in it. Anyone who had done this has no fear of death. I'll explain you, these things have been explained in the scriptures by giving examples. So one painter of one country went over to another country. He went to the king of that place and told them, we know the art of printing very wonderful. Would you give us a chance to show you? He said, all right. He lighted one hall of the big hall, or then you go on painting your what you want to show. The painter of that very country came up to the king, well, we also know this painting. Will you also permit us for competition? Yeah, all right. So a curtain was placed in the hall, so that one may not see what other is doing. Naturally, when the thing is done for competition, nobody will let anybody know. So the painter of the other country who was there, they did everything, every day something. And king was visiting that place, yeah, they are doing something. But the painter of his own country, he did not see anything was doing on the other wall. When that painting was ready, they invited the king, you may kindly come and see. Your art is ready now. He came and he saw, wonderful. The other painter said, will you kindly visit us? He was fully convinced, they have done nothing, what will they show me? The curtain was taken off. To the amazement of the king, those very paintings were on the other wall. And there were some blemishes in the hand painting. That blemishes were also not in the other wall. So what have you done? They said, we have done nothing. After all, then we have been rubbing the walls so that could reflect. If a disciple rubs all thoughts, all the places from his mind, except the Guru, he becomes saint. That's the simplest way to have the divine access, divine sense. So I just relate to you some from the master's sayings. They what in the scripture. I've given you some quotations out of that. Just simply to let you know what is what. There's Guru Ramdas, I'll quote you that first. He says, I prayed God, O God, meet us with such a master who is a paras. Paras is a stone. If you touch it with some metal, that becomes gold. So meet us such a master, by coming in contact with which we become gold, valuable. Then what he said, this time my prayer was heard. God made us come in contact with such a guru. He said, I was not even metal, I was simply rust. He made me not gold, but he made me the paras itself. You got this in the sayings of the master. Tell me what? Tell me, I wanted nothing except God, our Guru. And worldly people, what do you say? We want a Guru, what for? So that we may get redemption. Higher heavens to enjoy, pleasures of this world or the other world. Generally people are like that who go to the Guru, to the Master. He said, I have nothing like that. I have so ruling passion to know God. I wanted someone to be to make me valuable life. Because he not made me valuable life, but he made me that stone which turns all others to gold. So can such men who got the ruling passion of seeing God, they don't want even salvation. They simply want to have a beatific vision of Him, that's all. Once it is so sad, Lord Krishna went away far away from the gopis, and they were just yearning, burning separation, crying, and Lord Krishna sent his servant Udo, go and tell them, well, why are they crying? God is within them. He did go, he gave some very good sermon, God is within you. The word Krishna comes from the root Kiri. Kiri means nearest to God, nearest to the soul. He is with you. Why are you crying all these things? And they said, look here, Udo, what you say is all right. But I, we are trying to have a beautiful vision of the Lord Krishna. What is remedy with you? Is there any remedy for that? What you say is all right. But our eyes are not satisfied unless we have a glimpse of the world. So this is, you see, we are all under delusion. We are conscious entities. We have been living in this man body. But we are so much identified with the body through mind and mind and outgoing faculties that we have forgotten ourselves. Body is made of matter, this is changing every moment of life. And the world around us is also changing, being made of matter at the same speed as our body is changing. So as we are identified with the body and two things are moving and changing at the same speed, they appear to be stationary. Is it not grand delusion? And God is love. Love is innate in our souls. That requires just to be attached to something. Because we are not seeing God, that is that attached to the world outside. So under delusion and then with attachment outside, how can we dare to know God? Every time impressions are coming through the outgoing faculty. So take those who are lovers of God. Now compare yourself, ourselves. Who are lovers of God, they don't want anything else except the beautiful vision of God. That's all. They don't want this world or the other world, salvation or anything. No. Now let's be gathering here. If you are in love with somebody, your heart goes to him. Your mind is merely with nobody, except with him. So such a person who has a ruling passion for God, they appear to be the world, but they are not of the world. They are got the true renunciation. One worldly man came to a sadhu. He told him, you are a great, your renunciation, you made a great renunciation of the world all over. And this sadhu told him, a dear friend, you are even bigger, greater man as compared with me, because you have renounced God for the sake of the world. And we have renounced the world for the sake of God. Who is greater renunciation? So such men, they are in the world, but they are not of the world. Their boat is in the water, but water is not in the boat. Those who come in contact with the God into expression power, which is called Nam or world, when our soul is attached like that, dried like anything, then the outer thing do not affect them. So he gives them example that they tree, you see, called chamana, which is very good for perfume, which they, grind and then put silicon behind them. And generally it is seen that those such trees are encircled with the poison side to get sweetness, because they are burning, you see, in poison. He said, the whole tree, world is a tree of God. It's all manifestation of its God. And the delusion which we had, that is the poisonous snake encircling the whole universe. If you want to take the sap of the tree, what will you do? First you will kill the snake and then have it. So if you master meets you, he drags you out of the delusion. She is God. So he says, when such like Master meet us, what happens? There are heaps of firewood. You put in little fire to it, all of my purity, ashes. You have got unlimited, what you say, all sins of the past lives. If you but take little of the light within from the sadhu, whose word makes life, they will burn away all. Because your ego is lost. So long as you are the doer, so shall you reap. If you see the light of God, that is there. Burn away all, because you become conscious co-worker of the divine plan. All ego is lost. Who will be there to reap the fruit of what he has sown? So, say, such like person, if you come within the radiation, such like persons, you will begin to see God. Because their body is charged. If body is charged with electricity, naturally you come near to you, you will be affected. If a man be smeared with perfume, if you near go by, you will have perfume or not? If he touches clothes, your clothes are perfumed. In whom the God is manifest, that radiation going on all around, naturally come sit at their feet. They become receptive. They become the same what they are. So for that he said, though have the company of those who are not, in whom God is not manifested, you will be affected. Just like a scorpion when it bit, you have very terrified later on, at the time you only feel little pinch. Similarly, if you come across anyone who are not devoted to God, you will have the color of the world, avoid all such company. So he says, within us, true society is of the saints, in whom God is manifest. When you come in contact with the one who is reverent in that begins to reverent within you. You go to a scent seller, you get the perfume without any payment. But if you give the fire, scent then. So when you meet such a master, he gives you initiation without your own attention from outside and gives you contact with the light and sound principle within you, however little or more it may be. That depends on the each man's background, of course. So such like the society of the masters, you see. What he does, he says, as Quran says, God says, I am a hidden treasure within you. Why don't you seek me? And Guru Arjuna also says that there is a divinity within you, in the japa you will find. Take the word of the Master. So Master is one who gives you a capital to start with, not leave you to go on, you will have it in due course. Of course we are thankful to everybody at those who will learn something. But there is a definition of a true Master. You see? He will be able to give you something to start with. If such like, when we do find somewhere, what we should do, he says, just sit at his feet for long. Don't leave his feet. So Guru Ram Dass says further, what you should do, he says, I want to be the servants, slaves of the servants of God, in whom he is manifest. For how long you will like to be continuing this society? He says, until my last breath of blood goes out. He says, I want to die at the feet of such a master till death, not to leave till before. He said, why are you asking for this? I want to six kids till you find me. Daily prayer we have got. Meet such a man with the mouthpiece of the Guru Mukh, who is a sadhu, who is imbued with the Naam power, Naam nectar. At night, before going to sleep, O God, let us sit at the feet of the dust of the feet of the saints. That's a very great prayer, highest prayer. He says, why you ask for this prayer? He says, because the most wise man, Shankar-like, they pray for it. First he said, it is all God, soul and God and no different thing. Then he gave little difference. Then he became the worshipper of incarnation. Narada is considered to be the eyes of all bhaktas. He prays for that. Vishishtha and Narmur, Vishishtha and Vishwamitra, they are two very great. Vishwamitra was a great, he put in 60,000 long years in penance. And Vishishtha was always putting to holy people that the satsang, company of the saints in which God is benefit, that is more helpful, more precious. Now who could decide for the sake of people understanding, they gave to the Brahma, they came to the Vishnu, they came to the Shiva, told them, well, please tell us which is higher. Penances are the contact with the saints. He said, both are very strong people. I don't think they will agree that they went to the, you say, Sheshnag, who had the whole burden of the earth is lying. I said, well, dear friend, take off this burden. Only then I will decide what to say. Then Vishishtha told Vishwamitra, all right, now apply your force of all penances that you have got. Then he put in 20 years, 20,000 years, 40,000 years, nothing happened, so he put in 50,000 years penances. The earth little moved from the head, again sat down on the head. And he said, well, please decide, so what should I decide? Again, the burden of the earth is over my head. Of course, it little risen above, of course. Now came the turn of Vishishtha, who was always speaking highly about satsang. Satsang means, you see, contact with God, who is eternal. And until then, be such as a group which is God, in whom that word is made flesh. He said, all right, I give only little, say, an hour or so, what I have passed in the company of the saints. And the earth rose above his head, right? He said, decide, it is already decided. So Guru Ramdas said, that is why I am asking this prayer. That can you do? And furthermore, when he says, I find wherever such master lived, they became the places of pilgrimage. Christ lived at Jerusalem, and Jerusalem is the place of pilgrimage of all Christianity, is it not? Prophet Muhammad lived at Makkah. Makkah is the place of pilgrimage of all the Mohammedans all the world over. Buddha was invited. Buddha tree is in India. That's the place of pilgrimage of all the Buddhists. Guru Nanak, where he was born, that was called Nankana Sahib. When he sat under a tree, soul tree, that became feet, that becomes that one, Reta Sahib. When he sat with some Balikandhari, that became Pancha Sahib. All of the places of worship, from the Rishi and other things, wherever there's some person like that, that is the place of worship. No, Kabir says, oh God, I am in a great dilemma. Who is later? The word made flesh or the place at which he lived? Which is later? One word made flesh sat in so many places, all places became the places of worship. Decidedly, the one is greater who is made flesh, isn't it? He said, what does he give? What we should do? He said, leave all pride of your kingship or your erudition or your possession. Leave all and sit at the feet of such a master. It so happened, you see, Ravidas was a great saint, at whose feet Mirabai sat. What? Have you read Kino?
Just about. Just about, yes, sir.
I started 15 minutes late.
Excuse me.
Now, just to make the whole thing short, you see, the king of Pipa King, in his jurisdiction, Ravidas lived. So all were going, he said, I am a king, how can I go to a cobbler? He's afraid of that, he would not go. But one day he could not remain, he went to his feet, it was evening time, he was washing the skin. Well, master, I have come to you. All right, you will have the nectar. He was afraid of that, that whatever the skin which your skin was washed, he was very much, he could not say anything, but he did not drink the water and just drank the shirt. Ran away, oh God, I am saved today. I was going to you like anything. He came over and called his washerman, well, go wash it all at once. There was some blot on the skin over there. He gave it to his daughter, he sucked that shit, and that was why. That sucking had the charge it. That daughter of the washerman became a saint. Everybody runs with he's a saint, she's a saint. One day King heard, my washer man's daughter is a great soul. I should go and pay my visit, her visit. He went over there, and his daughter stood with his folded hands. He said, daughter, I have not come to you as a daughter, but I have come, you are a saint. I have also not stood up paying obeisance to you, because what I have got it is with your grace only. That was the charging that the Ravidas gave them. This is what I want to bring home. What is the effect of the charging of the radiation of a saint? You will change. Whatever goes into the, salt mind, everything becomes salt. So for that he says, what he gives? You are a businessman. If you go, what will he give? He says, he will rise your soul from all outside, from body below, give you a contact with God, by knowing which all your accounts of sins will be washed away. This he gives. He says, then what to do? Well, please don't wait. Do the earliest possible moment, go sit at the feet of such a master, so that your life may be insured. When this insurance business started quite early, one man came to me, has your life insured? I told him, well, you have come, I have got my life already insured at the feet of my master. You have come only to insure my death, because if I die within 10 years, then I have got the full money. So such like master come from time to time. What they have got with them, they give the contact with God, which is like in some principles. That the music of the akhand kirtan going on, not outer, that beyond the matter. And that is the water of life, that is the bread of life, that we call the Aryayat. This is the need. Master will come to raise your soul up and give you contact. What do they say? When they come with the arms like the common tree, those who want to have the permanent peace with God, come on, God has come to be with you. So these things I am putting before you, devotion to the Master and what the Master gives. Without devotion to the Master, you cannot take a step further. And this devotion to the Master is the basic teaching of all Master Supreme Kripa. Those who start on the way, they say, we do not hear, we left light. They say, this is all due to them, because we have no devotion for the Master. One third of teaching given by the word of mouth, and two thirds by receptivity, that you lose. Some people come with all puffed up with their aggression and knowledge, we know better. They lose. You must become receptive if you want to have the full benefit of meeting a Master. And first benefit is what? You know how to rise above body consciousness. You know, when you rise daily above body consciousness, no fear of death. There's no escape from death. How can you conquer it? You know how to die daily. Saint Paul said, I die daily. So these continuous three talks I gave you subject by subject. This is that without which we cannot progress further. This is the one thing I am bringing to your notice. If you become, we are, what you say, grafted into the Guru, you cannot have fully. If you are grafted into the Guru, the whole thing of the Guru comes within you. As the reflection of the painter I told you. So please remain where you are. Master come not to touch the outer forms and rituals and the labels, to break one and start new. Or Master used to say, somebody told him, well, why don't you start a new religion? He says, wells are already dug. Water is everywhere. Why should they dig a new well? Basic teachings of all the Masters have been same, whose scriptures are with us today, of all Masters who came in the path of today. We need now someone who can give a contact with that. And for that, true living is required. And receptive. So mind that you have got full devotion for the Master. You need no questions. You will go on like anything, learning from day to day. Here it is where we need. We are wanting. So this is the third talk I gave you in a continuative way, what I came to know at the feet of my Master, Baba Sam Singh, and by parallel study of scriptures I played before you, as an average of level of every man, quoting from all scriptures. This is where we are wanting. You want to derive the full benefit of the man body, sit at the table. The earliest party, and being your, have your life insured. Let's not. Don't wait that you'll have it in due course, or after that, a bird in hand is better than two in the bush. They don't come to break, but to fulfill. Remain there. First time you have taken all right. Man, a social being, must have some social body to live in. But to know God is the highest religion and true living. So thank you for your patient hearing. You gave last two talks and today. What I have come to know, I have placed before you. It is for you to see how far you have been benefited by it and how far you can be benefited by it. Thank you all. Tomorrow perhaps I will leave. So thank you all for your patient hearing. I think I am more fortunate than all of you because I have seen so many people before me. You are less fortunate because you have seen only one. So thank you all.